It looks like a catheter, yes, and it's inserted in through the patient's nose under video guidance, and we just dilate the sinus and flush the sinus out.
And you're using a balloon to do this.
It's a balloon, and the balloon comes in multiple sizes between 5 millimeters and 6 millimeters in diameter. That's about the natural opening of the sinus cavities.
You don't always use anesthesia for it. So naturally, a person hearing about this is going to wonder, does it hurt?
The actual balloon, when it's dilating, was only dilated for a few seconds. So they do feel some pressure. But doing it on the correct patient, the patient feels so much relief when the sinuses are open because all the contents come out of the sinus, and that's more of a reward in feelings.
So who then is the right patient for this?
A patient who, number one, has chronic sinusitis, who's been on multiple rounds of antibiotics, you know, over the years, and multiple rounds of treatment. And second thing is they also have to have favorable anatomy, as you can imagine. You can't have like bony obstruction because you need the balloon to be able to slide into the sinuses. You know, some patients may have had trauma in the past and have bony parts sticking out and blocking the sinus openings. Those patients can't really have a balloon.
Is this a permanent solution for chronic sinusitis or just maybe an intermediate step?
It can be permanent in some people, especially if they don't have a lot of allergies on top of that, but is as permanent as doing almost in some patients doing traditional sinus surgery. There are some people who will still need a traditional sinus surgery, especially if they have unfavorable anatomy, like I said earlier, or they have things like polyps, which are just actual soft tissue that grows in the nose and obstructs things. If they have solid material inside of the sinuses, you don't want to do balloon sinuplasty on them. Maybe if you have 100 patients who have chronic sinusitis, I think about maybe 40 or 50 of them can be amenable with just balloon sinuplasty as opposed to everyone going back to the operating room or having traditional sinus surgery in the operating room, which takes time to heal, takes time away from work. With balloon sinuplasty, you can have the procedure and go to work the next day.
If you have chronic sinusitis and you want to avoid traditional sinus surgery and maybe you're a little leery of even balloon sinuplasty, are there alternatives?
It would have to be medical management, which means using antibiotics over and over again. But there, like I said, there will be patients who, if there is something wrong with the anatomy, with the flow of the sinus, something is obstructing the flow of the sinus, then your options would be either balloon sinuplasty or traditional sinus surgery.
Because when you say chronic sinusitis, what are we talking about?
Chronic sinusitis is pretty much a sinus disease that is mostly resistant to antibiotic therapy. Either because of how long they've had it, it's usually more than 60 days of sinus disease going back and forth with multiple rounds of antibiotics.
And so, people are experiencing what kind of discomfort?
Facial discomfort, nasal congestion, they have a lot of facial pressure. Sometimes it can lead to fever and just them feeling generally bad.
The cost of this, how does it compare to traditional sinus surgery?
If it's done in the hospital, the cost can be comparable to traditional sinus surgery. If it's done in the office, then it's usually markedly cheaper, I'm sure more than 50% cheaper than traditional sinus surgery.
And are insurance companies on board with balloon sinuplasty?
Majority of insurance companies are on board with balloon sinuplasty, especially in Texas. With traditional insurance, about probably 80% of people are actually covered for balloon sinuplasty. But these things are verified, obviously, before the patient decides on what they're going to do. There is a lot of evaluation that is performed before the patient decides on if they're going to need traditional or balloon sinus surgery. CAT scan, doing a picture, looking inside their sinuses first to make sure that they are favorable.